www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I'm sure that members will have more ideas about how we can improve this draft.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talking about the revised GOP health care plan in the Senate that already has enough Republican senators saying they'll vote no to keep it from passing.
The only way for anyone, Democrat, Republican, or Independent, to have that opportunity is to vote yes on opening the debate.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos addressed the attack of sexual assaults on campus, saying that all students deserve to be protected and Congress may need to get involved.
I think all students deserve protection. All students. That's all students. And I think that there has been a lack of clarity in this area, and I think it's time for Congress to address this.
Kid Rock is out with a new statement about his potential bid for the U.S. Senate. He says it's legit. He's running. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi there. Hey, you're in the midst of summer and maybe your hair is taking a beating with swimming, etc. Right now, Ovation is offering free shipping site-wide, no minimum.
Apartments where she lived. She disappeared the evening before. Erazzo is believed to be a neighbor. He's expected in court this afternoon. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
On the other coast, a mentally ill man is facing life in prison for his stabbing of a nurse.
Greg Taylor was hiding out in the early morning hours of November of last year, waiting for county psychiatric nurse Cindy Dusan set to arrive for work at the North Central Region Outpatient Clinic in San Diego's Marina District. Around 5 o'clock in the morning, Taylor walked up to Doucette, said hi, and then started to stab her repeatedly. Officials say Doucette was stabbed 11 times in the chest, neck, and head. Taylor faces life in prison plus 4 years for the attack. I'm Jason Campadonia.
Approximately 1.3 million vehicles are being recalled by Fiat Chrysler for two different issues. The company says over 770,000 Dodge Journeys sold in the U.S. and Canada between 2011 and 2015 can have the driver's side airbag deploy unexpectedly. A wiring issue in the steering wheel has been identified as a problem. A second recall for certain models of the Dodge Charger, Chrysler 300, Dodge Challenger, and Jeep Grand Cherokee. You're asked to call your dealer to see if you're under recall. USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. Hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome, dear friends, to Now It's the News. When I was a kid, I have a memory of my father being disillusioned with the amount that he had to pay for his utility bill. He launched, on a small scale, a protest by going to the bank and getting the amount of his bill, which was, if I remember correctly, is something on the order of $30. Hey, it was a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen. And getting that in pennies and bringing that amount to the utility company and paying his bill that way because he knew it was going to be annoying and difficult for the utility company to process. A sort of passive-aggressive form of protest, which I suppose many would call it civil disobedience. Well, let me tell you, when it comes to protests of that sort, my dad is a piker. Because a Virginia man, boy, has he one up my dad. He spent $1,000 to deliver 300,000 pennies to a Department of Motor Vehicles in Lebanon, not in the Middle East, no, in the state of Virginia. After carting the fifth and final wheelbarrow of pennies into the Lebanon Department of Motor Vehicles this week, Nick Stafford could feel the burn in his arms. He could feel the burn because he brought his entire bill to the DMV in the form of pennies. His arms could feel the burn because he gesticulated wildly with them. "I'm not used to lifting," Stafford said. "These are heavy." Well, let me tell you, if he can afford the time to put together a protest of this sort, you're right, he's not used to heavy lifting, let me tell you. The 300,000 pennies that the Cedar Bluff Virginia man took to the DMV this week to pay sales tax on two new cars weighed in at 1,600 pounds. A mature, by comparison, thank you, journalists of America, by comparison, a mature Holstein cow weighs about 1,500 pounds. 1,600 pounds, the weight of the pennies, would be more than that, by approximately 100 pounds. So that's a lot of pennies. Stafford had a bone to pick with the DMV. It wasn't about agonizingly long lines or a bad picture on his driver's license. It came down to 10 phone numbers. And Stafford ended up filing 3 lawsuits and spending at least $1,005 to give the DMV his 2 cents. Stafford's version of the story goes like this. Back in September, he wanted to know which of his four houses, ladies and gentlemen, spanning 2 Virginia counties, he should list when licensing his son's new Corvette. His son's new Corvette. He attempted to call the Lebanon DMV, but was routed to a call center in Richmond, Virginia. Then he submitted a FOIA request. That would be a Freedom of Information request, a submission under the Freedom of Information request that citizens, journalists, and others can use to obtain public government information to get a direct number to the Lebanon DMV, which he has provided. Some information is exempted from FOIA documents about trade secrets and national defense, for example. When Stafford called the number he was given, he said the employees at the DMV told him the phone line wasn't meant for public use. However, Stafford said after repeated calls, the DMV eventually answered his licensing question. Okay, let's back up a moment here, ladies and gentlemen. You can hear the sound effects, perhaps, in your mind of the truck backing up. Truck full of 300,000 pennies that this man with four houses and a son with a Corvette is using to launch a protest against the DMV because he doesn't know which one of his four houses his son's Corvette should be registered to. That is his problem. He can't figure that out, and he's frustrated that the DMV won't help him more. So that is his issue. So there was a bunch of back and forth between these guys. He filed three lawsuits against specific employees at the Lebanon DMV and one against the DMV himself. A man, obviously, this Stafford fellow, of no small amount of time and resources. On Tuesday, a judge dismissed the lawsuits at the requests of the state when a representative of the state's attorney general handed Stafford a list of requested phone numbers in the courtroom. The court also did not impose penalties on the DMV and its employees, which could have been between $500 and $2,000 per lawsuit if the employees had willingly and knowingly violated public records law. It's one of these nightmare down the rabbit hole scenarios where there's this one person, and I know people who have dealt with these people who have just unlimited time and have nothing better to do than to cause trouble, and he's bringing pennies to the DMV. You know, it takes a lot for me to feel sorry for a DMV. I have spent so much time in line at DMVs in many states. So in response, after these lawsuits, Stafford had one final act planned. After collecting the hundreds of rolls of pennies he needed, he hired 11 people to help him. He hired 11 people to help him break open paper hundreds of rolls of pennies that he needed with hammers all through the night. It took 4 hours, and he paid each person $10 per hour, costing him $440. This man is insane. He also purchased 5 wheelbarrows to deliver the pennies. The wheelbarrows cost him $400. So that brought his total expenses to $840. He also paid $165 for the three lawsuits which he had initiated earlier, which means that he spent $1,005 to get 10 phone numbers for the satisfaction of delivering $300,000 of pennies to the DMV. Nick Stafford, a man who lives in Virginia, who is so upset that he cannot achieve clarity about which of his four houses he should register his son's new Corvette with, that he spent $1,000 and hours of his own time in order to exact petty revenge. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the United States of America. We have to take a quick break now, but we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
Blitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar Model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit cards so that you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. More strange news of the week. News of Donald Trump, and it doesn't have anything to do with what he said this week. It doesn't have anything to do with his news conference. It doesn't have anything to do with Russian intelligence. It has to do, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, with giant inflatable Chinese chickens. Yes, giant 16-foot-tall inflatable giant chickens. That is the Donald Trump news that we bring you this week, in fact. It comes to us from Jiaxing, China. I dearly hope and pray that I am pronouncing that correctly. I know our audience overseas will monitor such things, as will our audience that's not overseas. A Chinese factory has been doing a brisk business, ladies and gentlemen, selling giant inflatable roosters, some as tall as 16 feet, based on a design widely perceived in China to resemble President-elect Donald Trump. Now, I wish I could thoroughly convey to you, through the medium of radio, the stunning nature of these inflatable roosters. I have a picture of it right here. I'm reading from an article which I printed out that contains quite an impressive picture. The words which come to my mind to describe it are massive, rotund, golden-haired, golden-footed, as it happens. The picture that I'm looking at is tilted to the side. It has giant golden eyebrows, a giant golden beak. It almost really looks more like the inside of Donald Trump's Manhattan apartment than it does himself. But the hair, the giant comb, I suppose you would say, on this rooster, is really something to behold. But if you Google Donald Trump inflatable rooster, I have no doubt you will be able to find a picture of this. If you're in a car, don't do that right now. If you're sitting anywhere near a computer or are not driving and have a smartphone, you can do that. Google Donald Trump inflatable rooster, and you will see what I'm seeing right here. And I think you will be similarly amused, and you will get what I'm talking about here. But even if you don't, just imagine, if you will, a giant inflatable rooster that sort of bears a fairly good resemblance to Donald Trump. Yifang Inflatables, a factory in the city of Jiaxing near Shanghai, began selling the inflatables after images of a large sculpture of a similar design outside a shopping center in the northern city of Tuyuan went viral on social media last month. The original statue was designed by U.S.-based artist Casey Latiolet, a U.S.-based artist, whose website displays the rooster next to a similar design that borrows elements of a Trump election slogan. The Chinese state media have described the rooster as sporting the president-elect's signature hairdo and hand gestures. Now, I can't say that these are Trump-esque hand gestures. They're really more like wing gestures, if anything. The wings in the picture that I'm looking at are extended to the side. They could be pointing, potentially, in a Trump-esque manner. But I think that's subject to debate. Wei King, owner of the factory in Jiaxing, and again, I truly hope I am pronouncing these correctly, said that they have sold around 100 of the roosters. And given that these are 16 feet tall, that's a lot of inflatable roosters to sell. There are not many homes that could comfortably contain these roosters. They sell them to shopping centers in mainland China and Taiwan. Wei said some customers think the rooster resembles... Wei said some customers think the rooster resembles Trump, but that the manufacturers had no say over that. The social media sensation comes as China prepares to celebrate the Lunar Year of the Rooster, starting January 28th, the country's most important traditional holiday. It does seem like it's got a personality, more so than chickens in previous years. You see, the chickens in previous years, the inflatable ones, they had no personality. These, they were lifeless, blasé, bored with life. These inflatable chickens, they're not low energy. They're winning. They're winning inflatable chickens. But because this is China's year of the rooster, it has gone viral on the internet. I think this chicken is really special, so I decided to manufacture it, Wei added. Well, you see, in addition to being a chicken manufacturer, he's a job creator, too. Just like a president-elect, I know. Come on, a little bit, a little bit. And news of Perry Mason, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that's not the fictional criminal defense lawyer played by Raymond Burr, but rather a gentleman of that same name, Perry Mason, who broke into a Greensboro jewelry store in the state of Vermont in 2014 and stole $110,000 worth of items. Perry Mason of Hardwick, Vermont, pleaded guilty this week to breaking into that jewelry store. The 48-year-old Mason received a sentence of 2 to 30 years. That's a pretty big range. I don't think that the actual Perry Mason would put up with a range like that. I think he would demand the death penalty. Before reaching a plea agreement, Mason had been facing up to life in prison as a habitual offender. A habitual offender. With three or more prior fennelly conviction. He used too much fennel, just like Mario Batali, including burglaries. Mason was arrested after some of the jewelry was sold to a Burlington pawn shop. Not a Burlington coat factory, but a Burlington pawn shop. The shop owner recognized it and alerted police. Since then, two other men have been charged with possessing stolen property. Obtained, presumably, from Perry Mason. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is our opportunity to really make a difference on health care.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell trying to rally the troops when it comes to a new GOP health care plan in the Senate. However, a number of senators say they're not going to be voting in favor of it. McConnell plans to steam ahead anyway.
This is our chance to bring about changes we've been talking about since Obamacare was forced on the American people. It's our time to finally build a bridge away from Obamacare's failures and deliver relief to those who need it.
The president also sounding off on the GOP health care bill in the Senate. Trump took to Twitter saying, after all these years of suffering through Obamacare, Republican senators must come through as they have promised. He added that once a replacement health care bill is approved, he'll be waiting at his desk, pen in hand, ready to sign it into law. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul criticized the bill as not being that much different from Obamacare. USA Radio News.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The Protective Shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with Sure Shot Wand, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. This week we are investigating the phenomenon of heroes and anti-heroes. Here to help us delve into this topic is James Polis. He's the author of the article, How Rejecting Heroes Makes Us Psycho, on TheFederalist.com. James, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being with us, sir.
Hey, good to be with you. Thanks.
First of all, in a fight, would Aquaman or the Green Lantern win?
I will still be shocked if Aquaman is able to pull out some victories in this movie they're doing. So I'm going to go Green Lantern on this one.
Okay, we got you down for that. I'm going to consult my experts after we're done with the interview and see if they are with you on that one. So we as a society are really gravitating in this day and age towards the anti-hero as opposed to the hero. And you outline this really well in your article. We're getting to a point where characters that we once took for granted were going to be heroic, they're getting messy, their backgrounds are morally ambiguous. We went from Adam West, who played Batman in the 1960s, who was a clearly and well-defined heroic and positive character, to now the Dark Knight version of Batman, who is willing to inflict pain and is not as clear-cut as far as being a hero is concerned. How did we get to this point, and where do you think it has put us as a society?
Well, I think it's put us, you know, to answer this in backwards order, I think it's put us into a state of deep confusion. Even in the mid-20th century, when the great classics of sort of alternative literature came out, things like Catch-22 or Catcher in the Rye, those novels had anti-heroes in them, but they were trying to say something about how our vision of a hero had sort of become too pat or too easy, too cheap. Now, today, it looks like the kind of anti-heroes that we're getting are themselves so incoherent and flawed that hopefully they can turn our attention back onto the way that heroism still has something to teach us about how goodness and greatness can go together.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, you look at Catch-22, and that's certainly Yossarian. The Assyrian was a flawed character, but the overarching moral arc of the story was one in which you were trying to get away from the evils and the horrors of war, and that was a pretty clear-cut message, even though numerous characters throughout the story, even though they may have had a positive overall effect, were questionable in nature. And you look at some of these stories like the Avengers and all the big superhero movies that you see in theaters during the summer, and you never quite know what is the ultimate outcome of these. I mean, are we really going towards something positive, or are we just trying to hold it together? And ultimately, are these tortured souls like we see in The Dark Knight ever really going to accomplish something of ultimate positive moral worth, or are we just kind of morally treading water?
Yeah, it's hard to say, and you know, to be sure, these are confusing times, so it's not surprising to see that reflected in films, but there's sort of this despair that we can even have heroes anymore. There's this idea that, you know, the Batman that makes sense today is a Batman who is actually hated by Gotham. He's almost a vigilante in his own town. In the Batman versus Superman movie, you know, you have a little bit of this same kind of sense of Catch-22, where war is this horrible, dehumanizing thing. You know, Superman comes in and sort of destroys Gotham, and this is very upsetting to Batman because he feels like humans are just playthings before these superhumans. There's a little bit of something to that, but you know what ends up happening is it just ends up muddying the moral waters. You know, in Catch-22, the big message of that book was, I think in one character's words, if the soul is gone, man is garbage. And now in our superhero movie today, you know, there's not enough of that soul. And it leads you to wonder, you know, exactly what's going on and why ultimately we should care if you've got these sort of soulless superhumans clashing with each other over and over again.
We're speaking with James Polis. He's the author of How Rejecting Heroes Makes Us Psycho, a fascinating article on thefederalist.com. What was it that inspired you to write this article? Was it the phenomenon of Batman versus Superman, or was that just the culmination of a lot of different things that you've been seeing in popular culture?
Yeah, you know, that was part of it. That was an indicator that I was maybe stumbling down the right track. But, you know, American Psycho, the famous novel from the early 90s about the Wall Street serial killer, has now been turned into a Broadway musical. And there's just something, you know, very bizarre about the way in which this book that was originally written as and it has its humorous parts and its satire, to be sure. But, you know, this is supposed to be like a very brutal confrontation with a dark, hollow, and empty part of culture and of people who are soul sick, and now it's turned into sort of this, you know, it's almost like Patrick Bateman, the serial killer, is like a team mascot or something. He's sort of this adorably funny character that we can all sing along with and laugh at, and in some ways, it's nice that we're not locking ourselves into a culture where we're just constantly traumatizing ourselves and each other. But on the other hand, you can go a little too far in the other direction and become so glib about things that do demand a moral reckoning, that again, we're left in sort of this soulless mode where everyone feels like they're on the inside of this joke. And it turns out that it's not very funny.
Yeah. It ultimately can kind of become one big sarcastic joke in which the sneer like takes over your whole face. It's interesting to note too that Christian Bale played both Patrick Bateman in the movie version of American Psycho and also is playing Bruce Wayne and Batman in the Batman movies currently. So an interesting kind of confluence there. I'm watching right now the series, the documentary series, The War, going back on Netflix by Ken Burns, which covers World War II, particularly from the home front. But it goes in to a degree to the moral ambiguity of American soldiers looking back at it with the benefit of 70-some years hindsight. It's certainly clearer that even if there were ambiguities back then and in every operation as big and as horrific as a war, there are going to be any number of moral ambiguities, even if you are on the right side of things. It seemed clear that America and its allies in that war had the moral high ground, that they were in spite of certain, you know, I mean, questions that come up whenever you're involved in killing on a mass scale, that we were in the right, that we were doing the right thing, that Hitler was wrong, that Japan was wrong, and we were in this for the good of things. And you look at how that was manifested both in reality and in popular culture, and you sort of trace the history of the second half and of the 20th century and the early part of the 21st, you look at how Superman began as we didn't begin that way, but certainly manifested himself as played by George Reeves in the 1950s on television. Again, just a purely heroic character, just very straightforward, not too many questions about it. Adam West, there was certainly a tongue-in-cheek element about that, but he was definitely played for good, and there was no darkness about it. And you gradually get to the point where, through the 1970s especially, I think you see characters of this sort that develop more and more muddiness in terms of their character, and you go to the extreme that we have now that you're talking about. And I wonder whether, like, because you see things that go on in the 50s and 60s, and it's easy to laugh at them because in a way they seem so naive, and they were so without guile. Just so straightforward, so naive in a way, but in a way also they kind of challenged us to make greater things than ourselves, even if they were unrealistic.
More coming up next. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. Let's pay a brief tribute here, ladies and gentlemen, to the heroes of the animal kingdom. And when I say heroes, I'm talking specifically about the orangutan who climbed onto a tourist boat in Indonesia and slapped a selfie taker in the face. That is a hero of the animal kingdom. A tourist traveling with friends in Indonesia, captured their encounter with an initially friendly orangutan that ended up slapping one of the men in the face. And I think, personally, with good reason. The video, posted where else? To YouTube by user RailGod, shows the group of men and their guides riding on a boat traveling down the Sekonyur River in the Borneo jungle. We came across a wild orangutan hanging over the river on our way to Camp Liki, who joined us in the boat. He joined them. They invited him on. He said, "Hey, orangutan, join us, won't you?" And the orangutan joined them. The orangutan appears unafraid of the humans and approaches them to receive some offered snacks. The primate appears content to take the food from the hands and mouths of the men. That's so cute. Spreading disease has never been so amusing. But then the orangutan seems suddenly annoyed when one of the men attempts to take a selfie with it, as any sentient being would be. That orangutan is just displaying the basic sense of any living, thinking being upon this earth. The orangutan slaps the man in the face and quickly backs away from him. "He slapped me, like, right on the nose," the uninjured man says through laughter. "Ha ha 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 ha! Do it again, orangutan. Do it again." He obviously did not get the message. The orangutan hangs out at the back of the boat for a little longer before climbing back into the trees, realizing that he had encountered a bunch of social media-obsessed beings. I won't say sentient. And that there was no more of use to be had with those individuals. The orangutans know, ladies and gentlemen. Do you? Well, in news of stuffing animals down pants, it seems to be a common theme in the news. Stories keep cropping up again and again about this, this time from Portland, Oregon. No, not Florida, but Portland, Oregon. We can't blame Florida for everything. The owner of an Oregon pet store said a stolen python was returned 5 days after a security camera recorded a man shoving the snake into his pants. Richard Bajugan, owner of A to Z Pets in Portland, said the man walked into the store with a woman Friday, and a security camera recorded him taking a $200 python out of a tank at about 2 p.m. and shoving it into his pants before leaving the store. He could have brought a bag or something, I guess. But then you wouldn't be able to say, "Hey, I shoved a python down my pants." Remember that time? Those were the days, my friend. But Jugan said another man returned the snake to the store, a different man. There's no word in the story about whether he also shoved the python into his pants, saying he had purchased the 2-foot-long snake from another man, but realized it was stolen when he saw news coverage of the theft and realized where that python had been. He brought it back to the shop with tongs, presumably. Bajugan said the snake appears to be in good health. Well, maybe it should get a couple of tests first. Portland police said they are still trying to identify the man from the security camera footage. I'm sure that's going right to the top of their list. There are murders, there are rapes, but there are also python pants stuffings. This story is about animals, too. In a way, sort of. Not really. It involves the name of an animal used as a pejorative. Revolves around Mexico. and one of its houses of Congress. So I'll kind of take it from there. Pranksters changed the name of Mexico's lower house of Congress. It's not even really that funny. To the Chamber of Rats on Google Maps this week in the latest dig at the political class during a testing start to the year for the country's government. The lower house, also known as the Chamber of Deputies, became the Chamber of Rats using the Spanish word rata, which is also slang for thief in Mexico. Sounds like this was perpetrated by the Mark Russell of Mexico. All you need to do is put it to ragtime music. Our teams are working fast to resolve this incident, Google Mexico said in a statement explaining that place names on the online mapping service came from third parties, public sources, and contributions from users. Well, you see, just like Wikipedia, you gotta make sure you're using the right source there. It was the second such attack in the space of a few days. Mexican media reported at the weekend, this was written by a Brit, that the presidential residence appeared as the official residence of corruption on Google Maps before Google Mexico removed it from the map and apologized for inappropriate content created by a user. That might be it's probably entirely appropriate content. It's accurate. It's the official residence of corruption. It probably is. It's arguable. I don't think Google needs to apologize. They're probably paying them off anyway. Mexico's government has faced protests, roadblocks, and looting of shops since the start of 2017, when the cost of fuel jumped sharply on the back of a finance ministry decision to liberalize the market and end state-set gasoline prices. Ah, don't you love that market liberalization? Makes people so happy. It's fun. Try it sometime for your economy. But if you do, use a weapon of kindness. Don't engage in violence. You might want to try the world's largest Nerf gun, because California mechanical engineers have built that, you know. A mechanical engineer, in fact, in California constructed a massive Nerf gun in the hope of one-upping his co-workers. Isn't that the reason most things get done in the Silicon Valley? A 6-foot-long gun constructed by Mark Rober was named the world's largest Nerf gun by the Guinness Book of World Records. It's really cool to make it into the Guinness World Records 2017 Blockbusters book, he said. I never thought I would get one, but it's always been a secret bucket list kind of thing. Now, I have the official certificate hanging in my office. He said the biggest challenge was harnessing the pressure that allows the gun to fire massive foam bullets made of a pool noodle and a toilet plunger at speeds of up to 40 miles per hour. Now, I'm just going to guess that a pool noodle attached to a toilet plunger going at 40 miles an hour is probably, I think that it might hurt a little bit when that hits you. That's that from Sunnyvale, California, ladies and gentlemen, where really the billionaire makers of apps and the little time-wasting devices you carry around in your pocket, the little glow boxes that you're staring into on a minute-by-minute basis, that's what they do with their extra time. They have a lot of fun. Happy Christmas!
That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com and follow us on Twitter at @NowItsTheNews. Until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair. Happy Friends!
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is our opportunity to really make a difference on health care.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell trying to rally the troops when it comes to a new GOP health care plan in the Senate. However, a number of senators say they're not going to be voting in favor of it. McConnell plans to steam ahead anyway.
This is our chance to bring about changes we've been talking about since Obamacare was forced on the American people. It's our time to finally build a bridge away from Obamacare's failures and deliver relief to those who need it.
The president also sounding off on the GOP health care bill in the Senate. Trump took to Twitter saying, after all these years of suffering through Obamacare, Republican senators must come through as they have promised. He added that once a replacement health care bill is approved, he'll be waiting at his desk, pen in hand, ready to sign it into law. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul criticized the bill as not being that much different from Obamacare. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9. Plus.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deal. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish. Hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny?
$1.99. Wow, $1.99?
Yes, Penny, wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
Former President Jimmy Carter out of a Canadian hospital. Chris Barnes has details.
92-year-old Jimmy Carter out of a Canadian hospital after being treated on Thursday for dehydration. The nation's 39th president was rushed to the hospital after becoming ill while working on a Habitat for Humanity home in Winnipeg, Canada. His office says after his release, he returned to the home building site where he's working and now drinking plenty of water. I'm Chris Barnes.
Funeral arrangements are set for the young American man who was beaten to death in Greece. The family of 22-year-old Bakari Henderson scheduled the memorial service tonight and funeral in Austin, Texas tomorrow. According to police, Henderson was beaten to death in a bar brawl last Friday on a Greek island. Surveillance video from the bar shows a man and then a group attacking Henderson. At least 8 people have been arrested in connection with the murder. And back-to-school spending may hit an all-time high this school year. The National Retail Federation says college spending could set a new record. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.12%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
A New York mother trying to claim that her 3-year-old and 2-year-old died from asthma issues. The medical examiner says, no, it's murder. Here's the story. The